Welcome again. I am going to just share a little bit about the book of Mark. In this particular book, one of the emphases that Mark presents is Jesus as the Messiah servant. You saw probably in the other video when we saw Matthew, he presented Jesus as the Messiah king. And here in Mark is more about Jesus as the Messiah servant. This is the shortest of the four Gospels. And as you read it, you'll begin to at least sense that the Gospel proceeds at a very fast pace. Unlike Matthew, who spends a little bit of time in Jesus' early life, Mark immediately goes into the activity, the proclamation, the ministry of Jesus. A word, a key word in the Gospel of Mark is immediate. He says it over and over again. And as well, another key word is to serve, serve. Mark is giving facts of Christ as he got it, well, we believe, from Peter. That's Mark's source of information on the life of Christ. He is writing to a Gentile audience. This is because Mark finds it necessary to translate the Aramaic sayings of Jesus, some of them. Matthew didn't have to do that because he wrote to the Jewish audience. They understood Aramaic. But Mark, when he quoted some of the things that Jesus said, as you read, you'll find that he had to translate it. And Mark uses some Latin names, which some think that perhaps in Mark's mind, some of the audience were actually Romans. Thus, how I'm dressed. Well, what is the central purpose for the writing of the Gospel of Mark? I find this. Mark's main purpose is to display the supernatural nature of Jesus. He states that Jesus is no ordinary person, but the very Son of God. Now, what is the significance of this Son of God, this word, this phrase? Well, here's a couple of things to understand. When you read and you see the phrase Son of God, think this. God said that Jesus was His Son. Mark chapter 1, verse 11. Even the demons proclaimed Jesus to be the Holy One of God. So that phrase, Son of God, is connected to the Holy One of God. When Mark said that the sins of the lame man were forgiven, when Jesus said the sins of the lame man were forgiven, religious leaders understood that to be a function that only God could do. Thus, Jesus is the Son of God, God. When demons cried out that He is the Son of God, again attributed to the divinity, the divine supernatural nature of Jesus. Mark shows how Jesus calmed the storms, and so therefore He is Lord over creation. Some more things about the significance of this phrase, the Son of God. Even Peter's very proclamation in chapter 8, verse 29, when Peter said, "You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah. You are the Christ." Throughout the book, you have these other things. The Transfiguration is found there as well, in which Jesus is displayed as the Son of God. God says, "This is my Son." When questioned at His trial, whether He was the Christ, Jesus said, "I am." When Pilate asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Yes, it is as you said." And even at the death on the cross, the soldier said this of Jesus, "Surely this man was the Son of God." The Son of God. I want to read to you John chapter 5, verse 16 and 18. There John said, "For this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God." That phrase, the Son of God, just he understood it to refer to Jesus as equal to God. How does Mark illustrate this other aspect of Jesus as a servant? Mark spends quite a bit of time illustrating that. And Mark, particularly Mark 10, verse 45, we have this verse. It says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." In even chapter 1, Jesus coming as a teacher and a preacher serving. Jesus working the miracles was part of His service, demonstrating His power over disease and over demons. That makes me think of a couple of things. The idea of the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Well, simply it is kingdom. Think of kingdom as the rule and the reign of God. And Mark illustrates Jesus' kingdom come or proclaiming the kingdom in several actions. In Jesus' authority to teach, in Jesus' authority to call disciples, in Jesus' healing, in Jesus' power over demons. These are ways in which the kingdom of God, the rule of God, came intruding on this earth in a wonderful way. So, kingdom, authority, kingdom, rule. We see it in the actions of Jesus as illustrated in the book of Mark. Now, why did Jesus? There was a moment where Jesus, well, he was somewhat silent to his disciples about his messiahship. Throughout the ministry, didn't really reveal it until after the resurrection. Why was Jesus somewhat silent about his identity to the disciples? That is a full disclosure. Well, it was because they did not yet fully understand the Messiah, weren't ready to fully understand Jesus as the Messiah. And they are not ready and did not have the power of the Spirit within them to operate as effective witnesses yet. This all happened after the resurrection, where Jesus finally demonstrated who He was, opened up their understanding, and they received the power of the Spirit. Well, anyway, in Mark, Jesus is portrayed as the Messiah servant.